Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Hello and welcome everyone to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with Carla Winchester. Carla, how you doing?
Tim, I'm doing great today, and I, as usual, get really excited about these podcasts. I've learned so much, and it's always such a great honor to get to talk to amazing leaders in our industry. And today we have one of the leaders that his name comes up over and over again. This is not the first, but the second time that he's been nominated as one of the top 50 economic developers. And Michael Langley is an amazing, amazing leader in economic development. And he is the founder and CEO of the Greater MSP, which is Minneapolis-St. Paul Regional Economic Development Partnership, or as we affectionately call it, Greater MSP. And I'm just really excited to get a chance to hear from Michael about his leadership and how he's built such an amazing organization with such a great reputation, but also how he has really invested in some of the younger talent in his agency. For those of you that may not know, it's not only Michael that is often talked about in the site selection community in economic development circles, but several of his staff are also mentioned as great, amazing economic developers, and that comes from the leadership. And I just am really excited to hear his insights and how he's built that organization.
Well, we're going to dig right into that and the leadership. Michael, welcome to the call, man. Glad to have you. Good to talk to you again.
Tim and Carla, it's a pleasure to be with you today, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing with this podcast series to highlight, you know, some of the best practices and certainly some of the folks that I think exemplify the importance of economic developers and the economic development function in our economy. We've designated this year the Year of the Economic Developer, and I'm proud to be a part of this year.
Yeah, it's a prideful moment in a lot of ways for economic development and for leadership in economic development. And today, Mike, if you don't mind, if folks want to listen to the interview with Mike before, you can simply go to iTunes or your pod center for the other phones. And I won't say anything bad about Androids, but I'm an iPhone user. But you can go to pod center and find it From the Ground Up. From last year, we talked a lot about economic development, Mike. But this year, I want to dig into leadership. I want to hear from you because you talk a lot about leadership. You work with corporate CEOs. You've got a lot of corporate headquarters in the greater MSP area. And so leadership is not only a part of your life, it's a part of your upbringing. You started in the armed services learning about leadership. Can you talk a little bit about that transition? Maybe you didn't go directly from the armed services into economic development, but I think you learned a lot. We've had this conversation about leadership from the armed forces. What did you bring with you into economic development on leadership?
Sure. Well, I've been very fortunate. I was coming out of high school. I received an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy, Annapolis, Maryland, and graduated from Annapolis and served in the United States Navy for a total of about 23 years. About the first 9 years, I was on active duty, and then I was recruited away from my active requirement in the military by Westinghouse Electric Corporation and served in a corporate leadership capacity for a number of years before transitioning into economic development. So I've been fortunate that I've been able to examine kind of leadership and leadership in our economy and our country from kind of all three of the major sectors, from the public sector, being part of the military leadership, from the private sector and corporate business, and then now in the third estate in our nonprofit, non-NGO kind of environment as an economic developer. And what I've learned most about leadership in this country and as part of our economic growth and development as a country is that it takes all three of those elements working together, and really strong leaders from all three of those sectors coming together, you know, especially in a regional environment that I work in. It's the private sector that comes forward and supports the public sector leaders and the institutions like universities and nonprofits that really, I think, is the magic that I've built my thinking around as to how we succeed as a country, how we succeed at the regional and local level as well, and how we as leaders actually can make a contribution to the future of the places we live.
So, Mike, in today's environment, with all that being said about the connection between, you know, private folks, the community folks, the economic developers, the nonprofits, just making kind of the village strong, what is inspiring you about your work today? Right? You've been in the business for a while. You've seen ups and downs in the economy and changes. What keeps that fire burning in Mike Langley?
Yeah, I think what really inspires me is to see these community leaders that I get to work with every day actually come together and solve problems in our communities. And in our region in particular, we are blessed that we, as you mentioned, we have so many great companies here. You know, if you look at our performance on a national and even a global scale, we're blessed that we have low unemployment, our economic growth is consistent, and we're actually positioned to solve some of the most important issues that the world is facing today in the areas of food and agriculture, you know, creating safe and abundant food. We're leading in water technology where clean and abundant water is going to be one of the most important issues the world faces. And then finally, in health solutions with industry here like Mayo Clinic, University of Minnesota, companies like Medtronic and St. Jude Medical and Boston Scientific. So we're blessed as a region that we're positioned to make a big difference in the world. And it's so inspiring to me to see the leaders of those companies, those universities, those organizations actually coming around the same table again and again, putting their shoulders to the wheel to not only continue to see our economy in our region grow and be strong, but to translate that into ways that we as a region and we as this collective place can help the world solve its problems. And boy, that's really inspiring as an economic developer who gets to play in that sandbox.
I mean, yeah, not only play in that sandbox and be on the ground floor of change, but then to look back and see how that same pattern of work and leadership has yielded some results from the past. Let me ask you another question about leadership, Mike, and this is to people who are aspiring to be in that position, that point leadership position. What advice would you give those next generation leaders in economic development who are just now starting to get their runway, starting to come into leadership positions, getting new opportunities? What word of wisdom would you give those folks?
Well, I would say in this wonderful avocation and profession that we are in economic development, that I think my advice to new leaders in this field is as quickly as you can, surround yourself with strong and engaged board members, leaders in the community, investors, members in your community of your organization, and staff. And really important to develop a strong peer network of other leaders in your field. And, you know, that's one of the aspects about Consultant Connect that I've really been proud of my affiliation with Consultant Connect is the willingness to pull both young leaders and mature leaders in our profession together on a kind of a regular basis to celebrate our collective opportunity to make a difference in this country and in the world and to learn from each other. These peer networks are so important. So, in addition to Consultant Connect and the work that you're doing there, I think organizations like IEDC and ACCE for the in the chamber world and other business associations that we deal with in our community are really invaluable for us as leaders to get involved in for that peer learning and that transfer of ideas and best practices between each other. I've found that so valuable in my career and in my ability to help others. These kinds of connections and organizations are the best place to do that.
Well, you've got a front row seat for it. And Mike, I want to just take a moment to bring Carla in here on the conversation, because what you're talking about bringing people together, generations together, learning and stepping outside of the normal approach is what the Economics Annual Conference is all about. And I just want to take a moment with Carla to highlight what people can look forward to in just a couple weeks now for this conference.
Michael, thank you so much for just giving a little plug out there for Consultant Connect. We've appreciated your partnership, and we get the blessing every day of working with great economic development organizations and kind of bridging the gap between best practices and site selection with some of the leading site decision influencers, as well as some of the top leadership gurus across the country. And it's just been a great and rewarding job for, I know, myself and Tim. And we're really excited about economics because it's just another opportunity for us to bring great people together and kind of invest in what the future of economic development really is going to be. And one of those leaders that's going to be joining us, his name is Jeff Schinnebarger. And Tim, I know you've had a great opportunity to get to know Jeff and work with Jeff. And I'm hoping you can just share with the listening audience a little bit about why they need to hear Jeff.
Well, Jeff Schinnebarger is the founder and CEO of Plywood People. You've probably heard of the business. I won't go into the details because I don't want to steal the thunder from economics. But what I will say about Jeff, and Mike alluded to this idea of innovation. So Jeff is in economic development, but you'd never really classify it as a classic economic development organization. But we believe it's where economic development is going. And Jeff is a person who leads an organization where they have taken people who are without skill sets, without jobs, from communities who are hard hit, and they figured out a business model to help invite those people into meaningful work, meaningful pay, and self-sustainability. They do that in a lot of ways, but one of the easiest ways they do that by taking the material from billboards and recycling that material and creating bags for conferences and for events that happen all over the world. And that manufacturing is done by the citizens who other economic development groups and other areas around the country are kind of just throwing their hands up saying, what do we do? Well, Jeff Schinnebarger figured out an entrepreneurial approach that empowered people, closed the gap of employment, and has families sustainable in their communities. And Jeff, in that approach and that innovative approach to really taking a entrepreneurial, creative approach to economic development is awesome. You're going to hear from Jeff. He will be there at Economics, and we hope you come to hear from Jeff because he is talking about the same innovations that Mike is speaking about today, and I believe that's where the future of our industry is headed. So please come and join us. Go to economics.me, economix.me, and grab your ticket today. There's only a few left, and we'll be meeting down in Atlanta very shortly. Michael, I want to come back to you, sir, just for a few more minutes of our time left and continue our discussion on economic development. We talked about leadership a bit, but I do want to skip ahead to talk about the trends that you're seeing in our industry and the changes that you're watching happen right in front of us. What is the major trend you're watching that we should be aware of in economic development today?
Well, Tim and Carla, it actually relates to what you just talked about with economics, this increasing need for economic developers and economic development as a function in our communities to integrate, you know, more and more fully with our community development and workforce development leaders and outcomes. And I'm going to use the term inclusive growth as I think a big shift and trend that we need to aggressively get our arms around. So this inclusive growth is really ensuring that all residents in your city or your region are able to fully participate in the economy and succeed. And it's really a growing element of our work because it's more than just jobs these days. It's the type of jobs, it's where the jobs are, and it's really making sure that everyone in your region has access to job success. And so given some of the challenges we're facing across, especially in our large metropolitan regions in terms of haves and have-nots, I think this is one of the biggest tectonic shifts in economic development outcomes that we need to get our arms around. And I think we're doing our part in our region to basically be a convener and key stakeholder in pulling these new opportunities together.
I think that's spot on, Mike. And I think that's going to be the work of economic development leadership moving forward. It's how do you pull all that together? How do you figure that out? How do you cross-pollinate those ideas? Mike, let me ask you a forward-facing question, and then we got to get out of here. I'm amazed in it whenever we sit down how quickly time moves. But what are you looking most forward to in the next 5 years of your leadership?
I think for me, it's seeing Greater MSP, the organization that I get the honor to lead, and to see Greater MSP and at the same time to see our region realize their full potential, both organizationally and regionally. My goal is to see my organization become kind of a model that other regions can emulate, you know, through pioneering strategies and new ideas and practices that other regions can examine and use as better ways to address their economic competitiveness and this idea of inclusive growth. And I think my aspiration for my region is that it truly has, as I mentioned earlier, the opportunity to lead the world in solving some of its most critical issues for the future, to ensure that we have safe and abundant food, clean and available water, and global health. And given our strengths, that's an impact that we can make if we work hard together and push it down the road.
Working hard together and pushing things down the road, Mike, have exemplified your career and your leadership. Thank you so much for being on the call today. Thanks for all the great work you've done there in Greater MSP. And of course, congratulations for being named again one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Carla. And talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.